insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, now let's listen to the 15th and 16th verses of chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إذ تلقونه بألسنتكم وتقولون بأفواهكم ما ليس لكم به علم وتقولون بأفواهكم ما ليس لكم به علم وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم.
When you received it with your tongues and said with your mouths that of which you had no knowledge, and thought it was insignificant, while it was, in the sight of Allah, tremendous.
ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم.
And why, when you heard it, did you not say, "It is not for us to speak of this. Exalted are you, O Allah. This is a great slander."
So, this verse, dear listeners, continues reprimanding those believers, those people who did not think well of the others. They just thought well of themselves and they believed what the rumor mongers were spreading in the society. And they considered this calumny a very little thing. Actually, this 15th verse, dear listeners, refers to their three great sins that were related to the affair. Firstly, they admitted this rumor by taking it from the tongues of each other. So they consciously or unconsciously helped spreading that accusation. Second, they spread this rumor and recited it for others while they were not certain of it. And that's an important point. We see what happens at the result of this spreading the rumors without being certain of it. And third, they regarded it as an easy trifle act. It was not only about the reputation and honor of two Muslims, but also it involved the reputation of the Islamic society, thinking too little of rumor and using it as an amusing tool. That's why those three great sins are mentioned, actually. It is interesting that in one place the phrase "with your tongues" is used, and in another place the phrase "with your mouth" is used. Although all words are uttered through tongue and mouth, the verse refers to the matter that neither their admission nor their distribution of this rumor was based on any reason. They only fell back on words that were nonsense, baseless, and those words that resulted from the movement of tongue and the mouth, they had no reason, no justifiable reason, no witness to believe in that false accusation. So it says in the next verse, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. Why did you not say when you heard it, it is not right of us to speak of this?
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, some of those believers actually were rebuked because they did not regard the accused ones with a good consideration. In the previous verses, we read that the Almighty Allah said, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. Those believers, men and women, when heard of that false accusations, thought well of themselves. And they did not say this is a manifest lie. And this is what happens here as well. They must have wondered at such a great calumny. In fact, they were rebuked because they did not regard the accused ones with good intentions, good considerations. They did not think of them well. But here it is said that not only they must regard them good, but also they must not have expressed such a calumny, let alone they themselves proceed to spread it. They must have got wondered on such great calumny. They must have remembered the pureness of Allah. They must have sought refuge with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for being not involved in spreading this rumor of calumny. لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ قُلْتُمْ مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا سُبْحَانَكَ هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is what they should have said. سُبْحَانَكَ, glory be to you, O Lord. هَذَا بُهْتَانٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is a great calumny. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.